Well, survivors and family members of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history are speaking before a judge today. The gunman, Robert Bowers, has been found guilty of murdering 11 people and wounding 6 others. They're all from different congregations attending the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. The jury recommended the death penalty. Many of the survivors agreed with the verdict, and today the judge will formally sentence him. But this is not a joyous moment for anyone close to the event. Jonathan Perlman is the rabbi of the New Light Congregation, one of the three that meets in the Tree of Life Synagogue. Rabbi, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by New Light co-president Stephen Cohen. Stephen, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having us both.
And Rabbi, I want to start with you. We know this is still a very tender time because it's made you think back to that day.
Yes, I relive that day every day of my life since it happened. The trial was an extremely stressful period for me and for others, and I've definitely have been traumatized and have trying to redirect myself doing other positive things so that I can concentrate on keeping my sanity and my spiritual health intact.
Yeah. Well, people know what happened in that building, so we don't need to discuss that and further re-traumatize you. We want to be respectful of that. But to the death penalty for the shooter, he was claiming mental health issues. He'd been committed to psychiatric hospitals. But right before the shooting, he'd written online, he needed to act to protect the white race. And what he did, again, we don't have to, was heinous. So your thoughts on the death penalty?
Well, I think that my thoughts are really informed by Jewish sources. So I have found that the sources are very ambivalent about the death penalty. Yeah. And I have come to the conclusion that death penalty is about seeking vengeance, which is something that Jewish people do not do. And so I encourage people to restrain their core feelings around this. And I am trying to do so as well, and trying to follow the dictates of my faith.
Yeah. Well, so that would seem to make even this moment difficult,
yes,
for you. And
yeah.
And I, Stephen, co-president of the New Light Congregation, one of the three that lost people that day, your thoughts, because we are understanding that the community is, has difference of opinion on this.
Well, our congregation was split between supporting the death penalty and supporting life imprisonment. And we actually wrote a letter many years ago suggesting that the attorney general should accept the plea of life in prison. He rejected that, and we've proceeded with the trial. And I think the trial has convinced many of our members that the jury reached the correct decision. It was a heinous crime, but it was worse than that. Mm. He was callous. He shows no remorse. To me, the most important part that I learned was that he went back into the Pervin Chapel to kill additional people. The hatred that he has expressed through the testimonies where he spoke with various psychiatrists and psychologists of both the defense and the prosecution show that he has a deeply held point of view. And that heinous point of view deserves the death penalty.
Yeah. Well, hate movements that were in the shadows have become much more public since the shooting. As was said during the trial, there are many people, many violent anti-Semites outside of that courtroom. What do you tell your congregants who may still be worried or afraid, Rabbi?
I agree with Steve. I was appalled by the statements and the behavior of the of Mr. Bowers during the trial. I'm opposed to the death penalty, but I'm, very, very sympathetic with those members, especially those members who lost, a brother or husband or a twin. In one case, a sister lost her twin. I am very sympathetic to their feelings about the death penalty. And there is room in Judaism to consider the death penalty. So, I would continue to just listen to others and to hear their angst and to share their fears. And so I need to be there to console and comfort victims and the survivors. I mean, one of the things that I've learned is being able to practice redirection. I increased the amount of Torah learning that we do in our synagogue. For myself, I've increased the number of activities that I do around the synagogue. And I would encourage people to find their own redirection in being able to focus on what's positive in our lives.
Stephen, I guess that's the question. Is it too much to ask them to be the light, to be the defiance, to be the symbol of rejection of hate?
Well, the law, the courts, the federal government have been on the side of ensuring equality and safety. And I think this trial represents the culmination of that efforts. But I think we're beginning to see the opposite coming in. The recent Supreme Court decision, for example, lauded the idea that personally held beliefs, the ability of a person to do business. And you could have somebody who holds the beliefs of somebody like the shooter and say, well, I do websites and I won't deal with Jews because yada yada, or I won't bake a cake for a Jew. And we have now opened a door to a road that is very, very dangerous for the future.
That's Stephen Cohen, co-president of the New Light Congregation. We also spoke to Rabbi Jonathan Perlman. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, the jury in the trial of the Tree of Life shooter has recommended the death penalty. The judge is hearing from survivors today.